Exercise 4, page 63. Listen to 6 short messages or announcements. What does the person in each message do? Choose from the list. The following is a voicemail message.
Hi Joshua, it's Mia from last night. I just wanted to call you to thank you for coming to my exhibition. I was so glad that you responded to my invitation. It was nice to see you. It's really great that you took the time to come and that you bought one of my paintings. It meant a lot to me. I hope it brings you a lot of pleasure. It's one of my favorite pieces. Thank you again.
Question 1. What is the purpose of the call? The following is a voicemail message.
Hi, this is Cameron Gillespie from Starliners Production Company. I would like to speak to somebody about the possibility of using your restaurant as a location for an upcoming film we are producing. If you could get back to me today or tomorrow, that would be great. You can call me at 361-5892 anytime today, but if you call tomorrow, can you please make it before 3 p.m. because I will be in a production meeting from then.
Question 2. What will happen tomorrow at 3 p.m? The following is an announcement on a website.
Hey, Greg from your favorite band Slingshot here. I've got some exciting news for you, and I think it's what all of you have been waiting for. We're going on tour. We'll be playing all your favorite songs from our last album and a few new ones that haven't been released yet. The dates have still to be confirmed, but I'll keep you posted about when and where you can get your tickets. Can't wait to see you there.
Question 3. What is the announcement mainly about? The following is a voicemail message.
Hi, this is Jack Oliver. I'm calling about the meeting to discuss my new book. I'm afraid that I can't make it this Friday as we had agreed, so I need to arrange something else. I know you don't work on Mondays, so I was hoping that we could do it on Tuesday next week. I'm free all day. Call me back to let me know.
Question 4. When does Jack want to have the meeting? The following is an announcement in a theater.
Gather round, everyone. I know I can be difficult to work with, but I make no apologies for that. I just want every one of you to give your best performance, which is why I have pushed you so hard. But here we are on opening night, and I know that all of you are ready. I'm sorry I couldn't be here yesterday for the practice performance, but Tom told me you were all fantastic. So let's go out there and give this audience a night to remember.
Question 5. What does the man apologize for? The following is a voicemail message.
Hi, it's Brenda Jenkins. I was supposed to come to the theatre tomorrow for the role of the doctor in your play, but I'm afraid I won't be able to make it. I'm actually in France right now. I was visiting a friend who is in hospital following an accident, and unfortunately my flight has been cancelled, and I can't get another one today. I was hoping I could come in later in the week. Please call me back on this number. Thank you.
Question 6. Why can't Brenda make it to the theatre?